Here we've got a photo of a cypress tree, and if you look on these weekly 50 photos, you'll see that I rarely, if ever, take shots like this. I think the final result here is pretty cool, and there's a bit of a story behind this. I was out walking with my coworker Gina on a short afternoon photo walk, and a photo walk is basically just you go on a walk with your camera and you have the intention of taking pictures. So we took 5 minutes in the afternoon. It was a slow day at work, and we just went out and wanted to take a few pictures. I had my D200, she had her iPhone, and we just went out and saw what we could saw. We got to this pond on campus, and she was pointing her iPhone up at the trees, and I thought, that's a cool idea. I've never really tried that before. So I stood next to a tree and pointed my D200 up and took a few shots. And there were so many things to consider. What did I want in the shot? The limited field of view of the 50mm lens makes it a little difficult. It's hard to get a sense of scale for the whole tree, and so you can only capture a small portion of the tree. Here we've got maybe a quarter or almost a half of the tree visible, so you can't really see the full tree. So you got to figure out how to frame the shot and how to get what you want in the shot. There's also an issue with how to expose it. You have to balance the tree, the dark tree, with the bright sky, and that can make exposing these photos really tricky. And so there's a lot of things to consider. I tried it several times in a couple different trees and played around with a couple different things, and it was kind of cool. I think I'd like to try this again. This illustrates, though, one of the advantages of a DSLR in that you have more control. So you think of the primary advantages of a DSLR. You get a bigger sensor, so you have better light gathering capability. You get interchangeable lenses. And one of the other advantages is you have more control. So you can more easily get what's in your mind onto the film, or the digital film, as it were. In this case, as an example, I knew kind of what I wanted to get, what type of shot I was looking for. And because I was operating a DSLR, I could control it in such a way to get that shot. I have mine set to use the back button on my camera to lock the focus. So I pointed it at first I set my aperture so that I had the right depth of field. And I didn't want too much depth of field, but I wanted some, so you can see the leaves way on top are kind of blurred out, and the tree that's right in the foreground on the bottom right-hand side of the picture is a little blurry. I wanted that depth of field. I pushed the back button then to lock the focus, and then I pointed my camera down a little bit to kind of look at the darker tree, and then I pressed the shutter button halfway, and that then locks the exposure. So then you can tip the camera back up to where you want the rest of the shot to be, and then take your picture. This is called focusing and recomposing, and it's really handy, especially if you have your camera set to use the back button to focus. You can have this type of control over the photo that you might not otherwise get on a point and shoot. I handed my camera to someone this past weekend, and he looked at it and he says, "Whoa, there's a lot of complicated controls on here." And he's right. And that's what I thought when I first picked up my DSLR, was there's too many things, there's too many buttons and knobs. How am I ever supposed to learn all this? It takes time to learn all that. But once you figure out some of this stuff, not only do you figure out what it does, but you figure out how to use it to get the photo that you want. Is this an ideal photo? No. There's things I would do differently, and it'd be cool to go back and try it again. I probably will. But if you have a DSLR and there's all these buttons and knobs and you're not sure what to do with it, my advice would be to pick one thing. Look at one button, one knob, or one dial and decide that you want to figure that out and just learn about it, read about it, look up YouTube videos on it until you have that one function figured out and you figure out how to use it to control your camera in a way to get the photo that you want. Point-and-shoots are fine. Point-and-shoot cameras are fine. And my coworker, Gina, took some great photos with her iPhone. And I had her email me one because it was really cool. And her field of view was much broader than on this 50mm lens. And so it was a much bigger shot. You could see like this a couple full trees in the sky. And it was awesome. And you can get amazing shots with an iPhone or a point-and-shoot. But if you do want to have a little more control over your camera, that's where a DSLR can come in handy. Also, one lesson that I learned from this experience is it's cool to take photos with someone else. that person can help you see new things. I would have not taken this photo unless I was with Gina and saw her looking up at the trees with her iPhone. So thanks, Gina. I appreciate the photo walk, and I appreciate you opening my eyes to some new photographic possibilities.